Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode number 17 of Connecting with CAN, a podcast dedicated to sharing Kuwait Aid Network's experiences on working with migrant workers. I'm your host, Caleb Sanders, and on today's podcast, we have Mariam, our research director at CAN, and we'll be talking about impacts on migrant workers, of fear and isolation. So, in our previous episode, we talked about social exclusion that impacts migrant workers on an economic and political level. But today, I'd like to talk about how social isolation impacts migrant workers on a social and personal level, which can even result in them living in fear in their host country. So, Mariam, my first question for you is, what is social isolation, and how does it impact migrant workers?
Hi, Caleb. Thanks for having me. Social isolation is when an individual is either completely or almost completely isolated, has no or lack of contact with individuals, including family and friends, and not having really anybody in the near proximity to them physically, and being separated from society at large and other individuals around them. So it's not the same as feeling alone or loneliness, which is often temporary or involuntary, but it's instead a voluntary decision that can, affect an individual's health both physically and mentally. And oftentimes it can result, because of, fear of contact with others, and this causes further isolation. And so, people who willingly isolate themselves from other people in society because, they often, have fears of, this person is not safe for me to talk to, or sometimes all of these people are not safe for me to talk to, and this usually stems from, specific situations that have happened where they've had to, think those thoughts. They've had to protect themselves from other people around them. And often when migrant workers, come to Kuwait, it's a very stressful environment where they're not really sure about what's happening a lot of the time. There isn't sufficient enough, translations in their language for them to understand what's happening. Usually the language around Kuwait is primarily Arabic or, sometimes in English. Information about their residency, information about their sponsor or kafil, information about, how they're going to get their money, where the nearest hospital. All these things are very difficult for them to, to figure out at the start when they come to Kuwait. And so, it would be a challenging and stressful time for anybody making that big of a move. And so for, a migrant worker who has to, figure out all these things out, of course it would be a challenging situation for them to figure out, socially who they can trust and who they, they shouldn't trust. And, oftentimes bad experiences, lead them to create that situation of social isolation. And it often impacts them negatively in the long run because it's difficult for them to build a community with others and to build trust with other people who are going through those si similar situations. And so typically people will, isolate themselves because of this. And, because over time, sometimes some migrant workers will come to Kuwait and things will be okay at the start, but over time, abuse happens. And, this leads to workers not wanting other people to know about what's going on with them, just like as much as anybody else wouldn't want other people to look down on them because of their current situations, or any conditions that might happen, that might change how people look at them. And so unfortunately, some of these things are to do with people's, social dispositions and their preferences, which are completely normal and human things that people go through. But the way that it affects migrant workers is, of course, a little differently. And social isolation impacts illegal migrant workers the most, I would say, because often they can't really go into public areas because they're afraid that they might get caught and deported. So they typically keep to themselves, stay inside some evenings or most evenings, really. And because they're illegal, they have to be careful with who they can trust and often, keep to themselves for in fear of being found out. And so this kind of, creates a lot of really isolation even in a person's mind, is they have to constantly protect themselves and to be on the watch out, which is a very difficult situation to be put into.
Right, I could see that definitely being a very difficult situation to be in. Is there like the environment in Kuwait for migrant workers? Does it encourage people at all to explore the country or like go out and do things?
Not really, because a lot of migrant workers don't really have time, to explore, because many of them, come to Kuwait to only really provide for their families. And a lot of the time, all that money is being sent back home to their families, and so they don't really have the time or resources to explore the country. And also, a lot of them work very demanding jobs, where there's a lot of physical labor. And especially, for example, in the case of domestic workers, where there's many different rules for them than for other workers. They only get one day off a week, and so it's a lot of work and not a lot of rest. And for people, when they are working, these demanding, physically demanding jobs, the time that they have, they put it all in resting and recuperating. And for example, if you think about what it would be like for an illegal construction worker who is being paid in cash, goes home to a very crammed accommodation, they would generally be very distrustful of sharing their evenings with other people, or even going out, because of what that the risk that would take. And so and also, the general environment in Kuwait is, there's not a lot of people, there's not a lot of places that are very easily accessible by public transportation, that don't cost a lot of money. And the public spaces that we have, very rarely really offer recreation, recreational, purposes or events or things like that. And so, really, the only places that they would have would be, the beach, some parks, but we don't really have a lot of parks in Kuwait that are very, non-family friendly, I would say. And so it's not really, there aren't many options for places for them to go to explore that don't require them spending money on public transportation. They would rather probably spend that money on things that they actually need, like food and other necessities. And also, how easy or difficult would it be for them to get there? And so, because of their situations, I think this often also leads to the isolation that they would already have.
Okay, Miriam, that makes sense. To kind of go back to an answer that you responded to the last, not the last question, the one before that with, you kind of mentioned that migrant workers are often in a state of fight or flight, and kind of looking over their shoulder. Is this because of perceived threats majorly or illusionary threats?
That's a really good question. I think, unfortunately, of course, there are actual threats to their livelihoods, because of the many things that we've talked about, and the many reasons that are there that restrict migrant workers from having healthy, happy lives, or even safe lives. But additionally, also because of the fear that they live in most of the times, because of the sponsorship system, because of, illegal practices that people do, that are very harmful, and because of the general mistreatment that they go through, a lot of the time, migrant workers really often perceive that everyone is out to get them, including organizations like ours, like CAM, because, for them, it's like, what's the incentive of helping migrant workers? What are you trying to get, basically? What are you, that they believe sometimes that we might want to take advantage of them, that, surely you're not just giving support and aid for the sake of giving support and aid. And so, because of, the system that they've had to adapt to, that they've had to be incredibly flexible and resilient to survive. And so, they deal with actual threat, and they also deal with their own fears about certain situations. And so it's not really surprising that they would be unwilling to accept help from organizations like ours, for example, because they haven't really had a lot of good reason to trust people because of the circumstances they've been put in, where they've trusted people in the past and gotten really hurt. And so, there's the social exclusion just doesn't come out of nowhere. People don't just decide to isolate themselves for no reason. It comes from bad experiences, and it comes from mistrust, and it comes from systems of oppression that people live under. And so, our role in trying to alleviate some of these things is to talk about some of these issues that are causing people to self-isolate, that are causing migrant workers to not participate in society in Kuwait, and asking the question of what's causing them not to participate, what's the reason that they're not interested. And and I think it's important that we are compassionate with them, and that we try to understand where they're coming from, try to offer support in any way that we can, because that's really what is needed.
Right. That's a good answer. Yeah. Thank you for joining us today and the insights, Miriam. And thank you all for listening to this episode of Connecting with Can. We hope you have a wonderful day, and we'll see you next week. Stay connected.